Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
You have year-end goals. Constant Contact has what it takes to help you meet them faster. Sell more, raise more, and build real relationships with your audience with Constant Contact's digital marketing tools, all made to fast-track your success. Put the go in your 2024 goals with email, social, SMS, and customized marketing campaigns built for you in just a few clicks. Ready, set, go to ConstantContact.com and start your free trial today. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's 8:21, and that means it's time for Hancock and Kelly. They're both back in Studio B with us. Welcome back, Michael Kelly.
Hey, guys. Good to see you, everybody.
And John Hancock. Oh, wait, hang on. You try it again.
Hello there. Thanks for the donuts.
There Michael. We go. You have a little donut on your shirt there,
I
John.
I got a lot of donut on my shirt. It's how I roll.
It's how you roll. Not a Danish but, or a roll, but a donut.
Yes.
Okay, so let's get right to it. It's been a really interesting week or two watching all of these cabinet picks and stuff rolling out of the soon-to-be-coming-in Trump administration. Matt Gaetz was the wild card. No one was quite sure. He has dropped out. Michael, what's your best guesstimate as to why he dropped out so suddenly?
I mean, he was going to be a distraction. He wasn't going to get confirmed. Too many Republicans had said they would not vote for him in the Senate. And so he moved on. Now, I wonder if this was kind of a flare that the administration sent up to have everybody focus on that shiny object, because there's some other controversial picks here. Of course, Robert Kennedy Jr., I actually think he's going to wind up getting confirmed. Tulsi Gabbard to be in charge of national intelligence is a real problem. And I think that the focus now will shift to her. And then, of course, the situation with, am I saying his name right, Hegseth?
Yeah.
Hegseth, which I think the focus shifts now, too. But I think as long as Gaetz was there, he was the shiny object everybody was going to focus on. Now the Republican senators are going to have to decide how hard they'll swallow for this president as it relates to Gabbard and Hegseth.
Yeah, you know, it's a little bit like a couple years ago, Georgianne made sardines and dandelion greens for dinner one night. And
the she did not.
She did. And
Blue Zone.
Yeah, Blue Zone. And so the next night she made, eggplant. And the eggplant tasted a lot better than you expected. That's kind of what you have with Matt Gaetz and Pam Bondi going on here.
That's a very interesting point.
Yes.
I just had a theory, though. Like, did he pick Matt Gaetz because if Gaetz were to get through, Gaetz would be so grateful because he'd be escaping all these possible sex charges that he will do anything Trump wanted. And then if he didn't, then he's still resigned from Congress and doesn't have to necessarily face the music. Is that the thought?
It could be. I sort of think that this was an orchestrated deal to keep the ethics report from coming out, resigning from Congress, and now you've got that precedent to lean on not to release it. And the plan all along was for him not to go, you know, carry on with the nomination. He's going to run for governor of Florida in 2 years. So that's kind of what I think the politics of it is, but I mean, we don't know.
Let's talk about the vetting process in this, because it's my understanding that the memoranda of understanding have still not been signed when it comes to the FBI vetting any of these individuals, that the incoming administration is considering its own private vetting process. What's the chance that any of that could become public?
Well, it's already happened, right? And that's what they're saying. Some of the problems that are coming out, this Hegseth stuff, for instance, would have been caught by the FBI, was not caught by a private source. So I think it's problematic. I think he's implementing it already. Look, Donald Trump was very clear what he was going to do in this past election, and he said exactly what he was going to do. I think he's following through on those picks. And while Matt Gaetz may be different than Abondi, you know, she's got more legal experience, but that same loyalty to Donald Trump. I don't think they're wanting to get to the bottom of the criminal or other issues that may need to be investigated. Donald Trump wants his people.
Yeah, the reason you do the FBI background checks, and they are thorough, is so that you root out potential problems. You'll recall years back where we had nannies that didn't have their taxes withheld and people had to withdraw their nomination. All of that came out in FBI background checks. The bigger question, I think, going forward is security clearances, because that's a process, too. And I don't know if the president can override and grant security clearances that, you know, the intelligence department says shouldn't happen. We're all going to find out together.
So the Republicans will have the executive branch, the Supreme Court, and Congress, basically. So, John, will we see action on big issues? Because it seems like the big issue this week was Nancy Mace insisting that the new congresswoman from Delaware can't use the women's room. So are we going to keep doing issues like that?
Got to keep an eye on those bathrooms out there. I think you're going to see much, if not most, of the activity in the executive branch through executive orders, rulemaking authority through the various agencies of the federal government. I think Congress is going to have a hard time pulling majorities together on a host of what would be controversial issues because the majority is so thin in the House. And in the Senate, you're so far away from the 60-vote threshold for cloture. But I do think there'll be an economic package, an omnibus economic package that the Republicans will try and move through on reconciliation that doesn't require 60 Senate votes. And that's where all the tax on tip stuff and a lot of the tax policy stuff will get done. I think that will get done by the Congress.
Well, I think it's going to be interesting to see what this president can deliver on. And I think he's got a heavy, I'm going to do this on the first day. Heck, some of the things he says he's going to get done before he even shows up. And there's a lot of voters out there who bought into the thought processes that this president has. The problem he has is he's got some problems inside of his own party. I mean, he can only lose one or two votes in the House, and he loses the vote. In the Senate, there's still some rational senators left who will push back at some nuttiness and craziness. And so I think John's right. I think most of the activity will be in the executive branch. And I think you're going to be fatigued very quickly with Donald Trump. We're going to be right back into the past for the 4 years that he was there previously. And most of the conflict that I think will arise will not rise as a result of Democrats, but his inability to get along with his own party and own people.
Well, gentlemen, what's up on your show?
I'm excited to talk about the election with John. I've got some thoughts about what happened. I want to hear what he thinks happened. This is our first conversation and time together since after the election. So we're gonna do that and hit a couple other things, aren't we, brother?
Yeah, we are.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.